The artworks of a newly discovered artist are to go on display tomorrow at the Wiley Community Art Center in Basalt. The 25 works by Winifred Carroll Wyman are an explosion of luxuriant colors. The paintings depict figures that alternate between ferocious and serene postures, all done with dauntless brushstrokes of thick, heavy paint. The work commands a viewer's attention.
Winifred is a very unique artist. She's completely self-taught.
That's show curator Dasha Baushova.
And she's painted for the last 3 years nonstop. She's produced like 300 paintings. She's able to access areas in her mind that normally one wouldn't.
This access to the mind is what countless artists, writers, and poets have strived for generations. The ability, as some artists put it, to return to a childlike state where their creativity is unencumbered by their conscious mind. The Art of Winifred, as the show is titled, is a display of a fierce inner child's rebellion against restraint. In Winifred Wyman's case, it is unwilling restraint of two very different kinds. First of all, Wyman rarely speaks, has been diagnosed with dementia and/or Alzheimer's, and paints on a turntable lying across the armrests of her wheelchair.
She's bedridden. You know, she sits up to paint, and one of the interesting things she does is she turns the piece as she paints, painting it upside down and sideways, and there are figurative images. You know, if it was an abstract, then that would be easier to comprehend, but there is some representation, and they're so raw and powerful and emotive.
What has only recently drawn the attention of collectors and curators like Baushova is the strength of Wyman's images. Equally powerful, though, is her technique. Where most artists would paint a figure on an easel from a top-to-bottom perspective, Wyman is continually turning her paintings around, using a 360-degree perspective. The paint is laid on heavy, and it rests in swirls and peaks. She works as if she's in a hurry, and in fact, just a few months ago, began using two brushes at a time, each grasped in one hand. While speech and mobility are failing her, Wyman's communication is hardly disabled. Wyman's creativity is also pushing back against another type of restraint.
Homicidal, suicidal, dementia, Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, and alcoholism.
5 years ago, Wyman was restrained against her will and placed in a nursing home in Illinois by her late husband. He had been assigned to be her guardian. She was beaten and assaulted while in the home in an incident which remains unsolved. Her son, John Howard Wyman, wrote a book about his mother's ordeal called Against Her Will. It details how she was diagnosed with a list of mental ailments, including dementia, and given medications to calm her, or as John Wyman believes, to silence her.
She couldn't communicate. That's what they were saying, and she knew very much what she wanted out.
And then one day in 2009, John Wyman's brother went to help his mother with some wash.
And they went out to do laundry, got in my brother's car, and she goes, I want to go to Colorado. He goes, when? She goes, right now.
She was brought to John Wyman's home here in the Roaring Fork Valley. She's been living here with John Wyman ever since. And it was after her freedom and arrival in the valley that Winifred Wyman asked for some brushes, paint, and canvases.
She speaks through her work. She didn't do it for profit. She didn't do it for fame. She did her artwork for herself. It used to take her about 2.5-3 days to do a painting. I don't remember seeing a lot of them. I was just keeping her busy. I'd put them there. I may have put them on top of the refrigerator to dry, and she'd start her next one. And I didn't always look at them very close.
Now, many people are looking closely at Winifred Wyman's artwork. Collectors have begun buying, and she is the subject of her first retrospective exhibition opening tomorrow in Basalt. Curator Dasha Baushova says the work stands on its own and is not getting attention because of Wyman's personal backstory.
No, that's just an added fascination. But they're definitely powerful images in and of themselves. It was just such a great discovery.
John Wyman has been living with these paintings for 4 years now, watching them being created and finding space around the house for his mother's growing assemblage. He says he's often in awe.
I knew I liked what she did. I didn't know that it was remarkable, as other people are starting to say now.
The Art of Winifred, a retrospective, opens tomorrow at the Wiley Community Art Center in Basalt. It'll be on display through late December. An opening reception will be held this Friday evening.